Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, I'm back home. Everything's just as it should be. There are so many collectibles behind me. Brandon is dancing. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm. Hi, Brandon.
Hey. What's up, dude?
You look like you're going hunting.
I know. I look like I'm... Hey, everybody, this is Apathetic Enthusiasm. I'm Brandon. That's my partner in crime, Travis.
Hey, everybody.
And we're gonna have a good show for you today. We're changing things up a little bit. The thing about Apathetic Enthusiasm, we've been around a long time. And what we've always talked about is what is our niche?
Yeah, what makes us special?
What makes us special? And I tell you what it is that we do is we're adaptable. Just like Darwin, who was wrong about evolution, first of all.
Oh jeez. Yeah, I'm gonna cut the bit right there.
All right. Hey everybody, welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm. I am of course Brandon. That's Travis.
I'm of course Travis. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time here, Brandon and I, we make podcasts. We make all kinds of podcasts. This one, we just talk about stuff. We talk about the stuff we're doing. We talk about stuff in the news and just movies, TV shows, anything that we've been watching, playing, or interacting with. So if you like that kind of content, we're glad you're here. You can follow us all over the social internet, over on Twitter at Apathusiast. I am at Jogomino. He is at Barnyard Cruise. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. Send us an email, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. We're on Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm. I feel like we should be more engaged on that platform specifically.
Sure.
The gram. It's a personal note for myself. Go to our website, apatheticenthusiasm.com. You can or not. It's your call. We have video versions of the podcast. If you prefer to see Brandon's new hat, you can see that at youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm.
That's my new bit. That's my new bit is
I
just start buying so many new hats for the podcast, like forcing anybody to go on.
We're just trying to drive traffic to the YouTube and then they like see the hat and then they're like, all right, I'll click off of this.
Yeah, this hat sucks. This show sucks. Why would I ever look for this hat again?
Why am I watching this? If you want to support the show and help Brandon to be able to afford more hats, you can go to patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. A special shout out to Astrid Garcia. Woo! Thank you. A new patron over at patreon.com. Thank you so much for your donations. If you only listen to Interdimensional RSS, this is awkward. But we'll shout you out in the Patreon only post shows, mm-hmm. which you can only see at patreon.com.
Dedicated to you, Astrid.
Yeah.
Dedicated to you.
It's all for you. I'm back at home in a controlled environment.
Well Travis, I'm glad you brought it up because for those who are listening to the audio, those who are watching video, what you might not notice is when I interrupt Travis when he is making a segue, there's not a delay in between my interruption and then like talking over him as my video catches up to where he is. Instead, it's almost instantaneous. It's pretty impressive.
those ones and zeros are flying through those series of tubes we call the internet on my dedicated fiber network that I have at home, that I was severely lacking in the hotel I was staying
in. What's crazy in a sense, you came home this last weekend and I upgraded some of my technology in my own house, because I was using the like Eero 5, I don't know, some Eero network mesh for my house. And you know, it's pretty good, but the Eero app is kind of limited in some way, unless you're subscribing to the premium features. And the thing is my kid's Xbox One is in the bedroom, and anytime he's like downloading a new game or playing online, it's just like, he's getting such shitty internet. And I'm like, damn it. I want to be able to play games with him more often online in the same house. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's time to move away from the Eeros. So I actually upgraded to a Wi-Fi 6, Republic of Gamers Asus gaming network mesh. And so I don't, my house is not that big. I really don't need that. But I said, fuck it. I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to share my internet with the whole neighborhood.
And now my internet is great. It's great until it doesn't work anymore. And I apologize ahead of time for all our listeners and viewers.
Fans of the show, go ahead and post your comment right now on the YouTube. At what point in this episode do you think Brandon will freeze? If you can properly guess the timestamp, we'll send you a button.
Yeah. A button or something. I don't know. We'll send you something.
I have a whole bag full of interdimensional RSS buttons. We could send you one.
We should take those to Comic-Con.
It's good to be home. It's nice to be back. It's weird when you're away from home for a while. I was gone at like over a month. It's little things that you like forget about or that you take for granted.
Your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess family and kids are cool. They're great. I was missing them, right? Like when I was gone, I was still missing them.
Yeah.
What I wasn't thinking about was like high thread count sheets.
Mm.
Like the hotel I was staying at did not have the best bedding. And so I got home and the first night I'm waking up and I'm like, what is this soft, luxurious like bed that I'm sleeping in that I slept so soundly and peacefully, except for my dog that missed me, that was like,
oh, calling
leaning down up against me all night.
Puppy.
Oh, you're gonna. But yeah, like that, or yeah. I don't know, your bidet. That's the thing you might miss.
Do you have a bidet? Do you have a bidet?
Every bathroom.
Really?
That's right. I am firmly in the middle class.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. My bathrooms aren't big enough for a bidet, I think is the problem.
False. False. False.
No, because we have a couple bidets. We have a couple bidets in storage, because after we moved, we kept the bidets, you know, in their natural state, and we put some...
Manufactured? Like, what is the
you know,
bidet?
Like, used, you know, like, why clean them? That's flavor. so we did bring a we do have a couple of them. No, actually we only have one, but
you're just talking about the like modification that you can like put on your toilet.
Our bathroom is, for the bidet that we have, it's too small, because like the wall, like
you're in there tight.
Yeah,
like you can't throw any bows is what you're saying when you're dropping a deuce.
Right when you squeeze, you're like, you're basically like holding on to the shower across the sink. Yeah. So instead,
wow, there's really not like 3 inches of clearance on either side of your toilet. That seems like
legit. No,
that seems like a plumber's nightmare.
Well, that's why we don't call any plumbers. We just let the water flow as it does. We don't have a subfloor, right? We're not on a foundation. We're on a raised foundation, and so like whenever we flush, it just goes into our
crawl space. Falls into the crawl space.
Yeah,
and people are like, we let nature take care of it.
you know, the clay absorbs it.
It's the California way, as they say.
As they say,
yeah. With water being such an issue, it's good to just get it right back into the earth.
That's right.
And yeah, hopefully. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gavin. Newsom. Anyway, yeah, it's good to be home. It's good to be home, I think, is the moral of that story.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad you're back. I joke about the internet, but I mean, I know how it is with crappy internet and recording. You know how it is. It's just it makes the experience between us so much better when we're in consistent states of relative high speed internet.
Because we
can talk and we can interact and you know, although the last couple of weeks we've, you know, done okay shows, right? Our 250th, our 251st, yeah. 252nd, they were okay. But now we can actually react to each other.
Yeah, I have two monitors in front of me. I was working with this terrible like laptop television combination in the hotel.
Classic.
That television was so, I feel like all this podcast is me complaining about that hotel room. but that the TV, the color was really bad on it. So like when I would move windows from my laptop screen to the television, I was like, oh, like, is that what the color looks like? Like, and I would be trying to adjust lighting in the room for like the Zoom call and stuff. And then I'd be like, oh, wait. And I'd look at OBS on my laptop and be like, oh, no, I look fine. It's just a terrible television.
The TVs in those places are basically like the 2008 Black Friday deals that they're like, you know, we can save a bunch of money on a TV if we buy it right 400
now. 400 of these.
And they're like, these are the ones we're just trying to get rid of. Man, what a steal of a deal. Anyway.
What a steal of a deal. Yeah. I had an 11 and a half hour drive to get home. Did it all in one stretch safely.
Mm-hmm.
I only stopped for one restroom break.
Okay.
So an 11 and a half hour drive.
Yeah.
I stopped once. And at that one stop, I got gas. I relieved myself and I got food.
In that order.
Gas. Yeah, in that order.
Okay.
I don't recommend the fried chicken from the Love's truck stop off I-40 in like Arkansas.
Would not do it. 10 out of 10. Not again.
1.5 stars. not great. And then I thought, because when I drove out there, I did it on 2 tanks of gas. I only had to stop for gas once. I wonder if it, because I was traveling westbound, I wonder if I was driving into a headwind.
Oh.
I had to stop a second time for gas.
Oh, shoot.
Otherwise, I would have plowed right through that.
Westbound down, load them up and truck them. They gonna do what they say can't be done.
You know, that's what we're gonna do.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Jerry Reed. Sorry.
Jerry Lewis.
Wrong musician.
But yeah. So I made it home. I was exhausted, but it was great to be back.
Had
a pretty enjoyable weekend. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, I want to ask you, like, what'd you do with the family when you got home? Celebrate?
I got home at almost midnight, and almost everybody stayed up. My youngest was passed out. I went in and like went to her room and like tried to wake her up, and she said something to me. Has no recollection of the interaction. At all. My wife baked a cake that said we missed you on it. So we ate cake at midnight. And then my kids were like, all right, I'm going to bed. They ate cake and then went to sleep.
That's like New Year's. That's like New Year's Eve. Like, we made it. Okay, now we all go to sleep.
Dad's home. We ate the cake. I'm out. I'm going to bed. They bought me gifts, which is like unnecessary.
Yeah, you can just get those.
But I appreciate it.
You can Google images for any gifts.
Yeah.
Like, why would you buy them?
Yeah. They just got me moving image files.
of Homer going into the bush over and over again. Huh? Oh, it's recognizing my hand. Travis, it's recognizing my hand.
Oh, it is. Yes. Brandon, you have a question. That portion of the Zoom call is cropped out. So I can't see it in the but they got me a Lego set, Brandon.
What Lego set?
It's the Disney 100 Lego set.
Is it like the camera?
It's the Walt Disney tribute camera.
That one?
So I'll pull it up here.
It's like the camera, like the old school camera.
Yeah, because I have the ability to do this again because of, well, I think I have the ability to do this. All right, my Stream Deck isn't working.
I know what you're talking about, if it helps. It's got like, it's like Steamboat Willie, old school.
Yeah, it's
Mickey.
Like an old timey camera, like a film camera, movie camera. And it's got like a film reel with a bunch of classic Disney films in the little blocks. It has a Walt Disney minifigure, which I'm into. It also has a miniature version of a multi-plane camera, which was an invention by Walt Disney's credited with it. I don't know if somebody just at the company invented it, but it was how they were able to create depth in their animated films in the early animated motion pictures. So anyway, I got that. I have not built it, but I suspect it will probably find its way into the backdrop of all of the other crap around me at some point in the future.
That's fantastic, dude. That's really, yeah. That's really cool. Your family loves you so much.
They do. They do. Yeah. I have to keep it that way somehow.
Well, you asked me before I interrupted you to tell me what you did this weekend. So Saturday, I went over to hung out with my friend Justin, coworker and friend Justin. He's the only other person out here that I like that knows punk rock like I do, and more than me. Admittedly, I'm very much a poser. I love punk, but I just don't know a lot of it. Like if you ask me about like 70s and 80s. Like smooth jazz and yacht rock, I'll be like, all right, check this out. This bassist was featured on Michael McDonald's Keep Forgetting. He's from the Brothers Johnson. They call him Thunder Thumbs Johnson. He's great, right? But if you ask me like Adolescence and The Damned and like who's in the Suicidal Tendencies, and wait, was Lars, Matt, and Tim from Mop Ivy going to Rancid? Then that's when I start trailing.
You're out of your depth.
I'm out of my depth. I'm out of my depth.
I have a quick question because you brought up yacht rock. Are you familiar with a yacht rock cover band by the name of Yachtly Crew?
I'm not, but I'm familiar with one called Yachty by Nature.
Okay. Yachtly Crew is coming to OKC this summer. I got a targeted ad on social media. I am very much considering going to this concert.
You should, man.
It's like my yacht rock playlist live. It's great.
Look, yacht rock rocks. That's, I mean, it's in the name.
I mean, it's in the name. It's in the name.
Rocks. So, all right. So this No Values tour, this is a, it's not a tour. It was just a festival. It's a one-show festival in Pomona, California, over at the Pomona Fairplex, which if you know nothing about the Pomona Fairplex, it's just a wide open space in the middle of the sun where they do racing and swap meets sometimes. But it was an all-day event from 11 o'clock to 11 p.m. at night, and just a bunch of old-school punk bands. So I mentioned the Adolescents, the Damned, the Misfits played, Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Suicidal Tendencies, as I'd mentioned before, and some other bands too. Some newer bands like the Aquabats, I think they're not an old school punk band. They're, you know, Yo Gabba Gabba and the mid 90s ska. And they were so much fun to see, you know, just, I'm like, there they are. Oh, they played Pool Party. We got a cool pool party. And they're just like so much energy. And I saw them in like my grad night. Well, not my grad night, the graduating class before me. I didn't go to my grad night. I went to their grad night for some reason. And the Aquabats were playing. So like that took me back so far. Seeing Bad Religion, they always kick ass. They always rock. Just such a great band.
Where was the grad night that you saw the Aquabats at?
Disneyland. It was at Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
In
90.
So 99. If it wasn't your, it would have been. Yeah, I was gonna say if it wasn't your grad night. Then, yeah.
Which is wow. I mean, thinking about that is really weird. Like, because I always liked the Aquabats, and I always like these guys are popular. Wait, why are they playing at a high school grad night in Southern California?
It's weird because like we're both from Southern California. Grad night is at Disneyland. Like that is like the spot mm-hmm. to do grad night. But for like the majority of the country, that's not a normal thing. Yeah. Like it's in my head, it's just like, yeah, grad night at Disneyland. After you graduate from high school, you go and spend all night at Disneyland. That's what you do. And people are in like, you know, Western Iowa are like, what?
We go to the toast. The Toast Museum.
Yeah, we got a lock in at the Civic Center.
We're gonna make our own cheese for grad night. Folks from Wisconsin, look, we know that cheese isn't the only thing that you have. Cheese and toast is not the only two exports you have. Anyway. Yeah, no, that is weird to think about it. My younger brother, his was at Magic Mountain, which seems more, you know, par for the course for like, you know, if you're in Texas or any other place where there's a Six Flags.
I'm sure like there's theme parks all over the place. So I'm sure it's common to go to theme parks for grad nights.
Yeah, just,
yeah. Not the best theme park.
Right.
Which is
like the local Disney roller rink. But you have to pay for your rollerblades.
You gotta rent your skates,
which is fun. I think I'd have a good time doing that. Anyway, so I hit the mic. So the festival is really really fun. The first half of the day was kind of overcast, which is great for me. And then eventually it got really sunny. So every time I peed, I reapplied my sunscreen in the bathroom to try to make sure that I survived. And we'll get into the sun thing here in a minute. It was so much fun, man. The two best bands that we saw were Bad Religion is number one. They always put on such a good show. And then I'm wearing the hat of the second band that I really really enjoyed, which is we've talked about it before, but Viagra Boys. Now, I'm wearing this hat and it's like a hunter's cap and it's like
a woodland camo pattern
that says Viagra Boys on the front of it.
Like if you went to Bass Pro Shop, you could probably find the same hat with a Bass Pro Shop logo. Just replace Bass Pro Shop with white text that says Viagra Boys.
Oh no, it's not white. It's neon yellow.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. There's some color correction happening with it.
And on the back, there's their like little shrimp logo.
Okay. All right.
So I bought this hat over at the merch booth there at No Values. And also I bought our shirt from them too. So we didn't go in the pit for any of the bands that we watched. You know,
because you're over 40 and you have health insurance.
I'm over 40, have health insurance, and I'm also shorter than basically the average person. 5'8" maybe is the average, but I feel like I'm still shorter and scrawnier than most people. And so we didn't go in the pit for a lot of things. But Viagra Boys, like their songs are not like they're not rough or anything like that. So I was like, oh, this would be safe. I want to go up front, right? Like I want to. And Justin was like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, okay, cool. So we go up front and it's so much fun. But also, yeah, I'm still small. I'm still not a big guy. So like I'm sore still today. I took some video and I'm like, Oh God. Okay. Let me put this away. I had this hat on. People are like, hey, that's a cool hat. Where'd you get it? I'm like, didn't you go to the merch booth? Okay. Bye. And then, so right away, crowd surfers knocked my hat off and like pushed it forward onto my face and it almost fell off. And I'm like, I'm not losing this hat. So I took the hat and I tucked it in my crotch, because that's the safest place.
Yeah. It's a smart play.
And then I had also had like this Microsoft kind of like shoulder bag. And then I had bought a zip up hoodie for the No Values tour. And so I had it like wrapped around the strap to make sure I didn't lose it. Well, at some point in time during one of the songs, I felt down. I'm like, oh shit, the hoodie's gone. I'm like, oh no. Oh, that, because merchandise is not cheap. I'm like, fuck. And so on the floor, my foot is like searching for some kind of padded material. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there it is. So the song's going and I'm like, trying to keep my foot on the jacket the entire time. The song ended. The lights came on. I was like, bent down real quick, picked it up. Like, oh, thank goodness. And then then the next song started right away. And I would have been dead. I would have, if the song had started like 5 seconds earlier. So that was so much fun. They had such great energy. And I like to say that Viagra Boys are like the David Lynch of punk rock, because they are very, very weird. And then we finished off with the Misfits. And we didn't watch the whole Misfits because by the end of Viagra Boys, we're like, him and I were both like, ugh, I'm so tired. Let's listen to one song. If it's a song we recognize, cool. We'll stay for more songs. But if not, we saw the Misfits with Danzig and we can leave. They didn't play a song we knew. We were out of there. And so drove straight home. And I'm still recovering from it. But that's why I have this Viagra Boys hat, because I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite hats. It fits right. The irony of it being like a woodland cap for me is...
Yeah. It's really funny to me because I've never known you really to be like a hats guy.
Mm-hmm.
And as of late, you're rocking hats.
I'm rocking hats.
I was gonna say, like, nowadays the flat billed hat is, you know, becoming more and more popular. I can't do it. I think my head is too oval shaped or something, or like, I don't know. Like, I just feel weird in one. But
yeah.
I used to wear hats all the time, and now it's like, I mean, obviously to cover up my skin so I get less skin cancer on my head. Like, that's a good reason to wear a hat. Sure. But it's not like it's, you know, covering up my hair or anything. I don't know.
Well, and so for me, I think that's where I'm enjoying hats more is I'm like, sometimes I just don't want to comb my hair sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I'll just tuck it in underneath this. I'm like, okay, we're good to go. But I'll say this about the woodland camo hunting style is I went to Lowe's on yesterday, which was Sunday. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if this is true or not, but I feel like people talk to me differently.
Really?
Yeah.
Is like, it because of the pattern or because it says Viagra Boys on it?
Probably a little bit of both. Probably a combination of both. Yeah. I probably won't wear this to work. But I mean,
how professional of you.
So I did that on Saturday, all day Saturday. And then Sunday I just like I crashed like all day long, man. I was just so tired. Yeah. Chelsea and I watched Dr. Strangelove.
Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yep. And that movie holds up. I haven't
nothing like a little wartime satire.
what I haven't watched yet, and what I want to get into for next week. So I don't want to talk about it too much right now. But The Acolyte. I want to watch. I haven't watched any of the episodes yet, so I want to watch the episodes and then talk about it next week.
New episode tomorrow night, as of this recording. So that should put us at 3 episodes. That should be a decent amount of, at least primer to get us to have a good conversation about the Acolyte. Yeah, I watched the first 2 episodes already. Excited to talk about that next week.
Okay.
You talk about being tired, being exhausted all day Sunday. I felt like the drive, like that 11-hour drive, didn't affect me too much until the following day, I get home, like I said, at midnight. That Saturday, I wake up early. Like, my family is on summer break time, right? As being kids in school, they want to stay up later. They want to sleep in. That's fine. I'm fine with that. But I gotta work to pay these bills. So I gotta maintain a schedule.
No,
so I wake up at like, I don't know, like initially I woke up at 5 and I was like, no, we're not doing that. So I roll back over for a little bit, but I'm like out of bed by like 7:30, 8 o'clock, still hours ahead of other people in my house. And I like run some laundry, kind of putter around the house that I haven't been in weeks. And then my son wants to go play Lorcana at the weekly Lorcana league that I've not been at for like 5 weeks. I'm like, yeah, of course we're going to go play. And it's usually from like 2 to 6 is the times when we play. We're usually out of there by like 5 or so. But I get there, I trade some cards. I traded one of my enchanteds, the enchanted that I pulled. I was going to sell it for money, but I instead got $5 and then like $70 worth or $170 worth of cards, which is only 4 cards, by the way.
Okay.
So then after I do all that trading, I'm like, I need to play some games here. So I sit down with a guy who's pretty good. He was at the challenge event in Atlanta as a competitor, solid player. And I'm playing this guy, and by like the 4th or 5th game, I'm like starting to get a headache. I'm like starting to get like lightheaded. I'm hungry. I'm like, I think I might be exhausted right now. It was a prize week. Every 4 weeks, they give out prizes like pins and stuff like that. So we had to like stick around so that Caleb could get his prizes. I wasn't getting anything because I was gone the whole time. But yeah, going home, I was like, I need to crash, like not crash my car, but like got home and just so all of Sunday, I was like, I'm just going to veg out like as much as I can just to kind of rest and recover. But you, as we were texting, we're like, hey, I'm like, hey, what you doing? You're like, definitely not downloading Tabletop Simulator and getting a Lorcana mod for it. Definitely not testing that out. And I immediately got up from the couch where I'd been sitting for hours and rushed to my computer to seize the opportunity to get Brandon to play Lorcana.
Yeah, when I said that, I didn't see any reaction from you on Messenger. So I was like, oh, okay. He's just watching his Twitch stream of a tournament going on instead.
I was definitely doing that.
And then I looked at Steam and I was like, oh, he sent me a message on Steam. He went straight from Messenger to Steam and started hitting me up.
When I got to my computer, the little pop-up said, Brandon is playing Tabletop Simulator. So I just clicked on it and immediately sent you a message.
That was the first time I've actually played Lorcana. And, half of it was learning tabletop.
Bit of an exaggeration. I mean, I guess you kind of played Lorcana.
You were
going through the motions. You were learning the steps.
Half of it was learning Tabletop Simulator, because every game that you play on Tabletop Simulator, like, there's different mechanics and there's different buttons. So, like, part of it is, like, figuring out how to play the game on there.
Yeah.
And then the second part is, okay, well, how do I play Lorcana?
I felt fortunate that I had already downloaded it before and messed with it, even though I didn't have anybody to play with, so that I could learn some of the mechanics and stuff, so that when we were testing it out, I had a little bit of an idea. So I could be like, oh, do this, move this, because I'd already kind of troubleshot some of that stuff.
That was good. That was good. Yeah.
It's really weird. So, tabletop simulator.
Part of this was in order to play,
I love the fact that it is essentially
any of the Lorcana
simulation websites of real world like board game playing. What?
Huh?
Are you marking the time of when you froze?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw when it switched too.
All right. Well, if you had 34 minutes, leave that comment so that we can. The problem is going to be someone's just going to leave a comment at 34 minutes and then they're going to expect a pin. So that's fine. We'll send you one.
Send us
your address.
Steam. Well, it's because we're talking about Steam and then Steam was like, oh, you want to update right now? I'm like, no, I don't want to update right now. No, damn it.
But yeah, so Tabletop Simulator is weird because it is very much like open to where you can kind of do anything. So whereas Pixelborn, that application that was designed for playing online Lorcana, it does a lot of work for you, right? Like when you're inking cards to build up your monopool sort of or whatever, it just kind of goes into a thing and counts how much you have. You don't have to exert them. You don't have to do any of that stuff. When you play certain cards, it just automatically does effects for you sometimes. In Tabletop Simulator, it doesn't do any of that, right? Like you have to manually do a lot of those things, which is what you have to do when you're playing the game for real, which I think makes it feel a little bit more like a somewhat more authentic kind of experience, like when you're playing with actual paper. That was a criticism I heard quite a bit at the tournament I went to, because I heard some judges and they're like, yeah, so-and-so's not, I think they weren't like exerting their ink or something like that. And they're like, yeah, when Pixelborn just does it for you and all you ever do is play on Pixelborn, people don't learn those skills. And I was like, no, that's a fair point. So
yeah, it's a fair point. Anyway,
do you have any initial thoughts on the game from your one attempt with it?
Well, I mean, I'm not, when I'm going to say something, and I'm not saying this to brag or build myself up, Travis, but you know that I'm pretty good at games.
I know you're great at games. I do. It's one of the reasons I would love for you to play this, because I'm not saying my son is not great at games. He is good at games. He's a good Lorcana player. And I do play with people on the weekends. But if there were other options for people to play with who I knew were strategically minded, I hate it.
And so that's the thing, right? I don't have the cards. I don't have anybody to play with right now. Like this, I'll try it out. Tabletop Simulator. More than half of any game is understanding the mechanics and the powers and the synergies and how things interact with each other and like what are the good combination of cards to get after. So like. Slay the Spire, right? Like you start realizing, okay, well, these cards don't really synergize with each other. So you don't want to, if you can help it, don't use these cards with each other, right? Like you probably win that way, but you don't want to. The same thing with like any board game, or we're talking about Wingspan, you're talking about even like with Catan, like, you know, like, okay, if this is where I want to put my initial settlements. I know where somebody else might put their settlement. So if I'm the first one, that means I'll be the last one to place my initial settlement. Okay. What do I want to work towards? You know?
Well, yeah. And then if you're savvy enough and you've played enough, you understand the strategies, maybe there were some locations in Catan where you wanted to put settlements and you didn't get all those. And so you have to make concessions, right? Mm-hmm. But then you're like, well, I can use this to do something else. And then your strategy adjusts based on the conditions of the game. And I think for me, that is definitely something with this trading card game mm-hmm. that I appreciate is you build your deck. You construct your deck based on the cards that you have, the cards that are available, the different things that you're trying to pull off, right? Things you, that you value. But as soon as you sit down across from an opponent, depending on the deck that they've built or mm-hmm. the cards that they're presenting to you, suddenly your strategy can change dramatically. Do you have a deck that tries to do the same thing every time, or do you have something that's flexible that can adjust for a variety of different scenarios?
You know, in this game is much more strategic in that way. Same thing with Magic. You know, you can simplify it, like even with like King of Tokyo, if you're buying a bunch of cards, right? Like that's why I kick Matt's ass more often than not, is because I'm like, okay, this is the card I'm going to buy because I know that this card gets after how I want to win this game, which is I want to win by victory points. And so I know he's going to try to kill me. So I'm also going to get cards that are, you know, hearts. I'm trying to survive too, you know.
Yeah.
If I just survive long enough, I'm going to win just by victory points. And then other times I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to kick his ass. So, I'm going to work towards that.
Well, this card's available and I've been rolling this and the situation has changed. I'm going to adjust my strategy.
And part of that, too, is my knowledge of the game mechanics. I know. And Matt has, you know, to his credit, adapted because he's seen the strategies that I use and he's adopted those strategies to help win more. He's like, okay, Brandon's buying this card, which means he's going to buy this card, which means he's trying to roll this, which means he's trying to do this. And he's taking that on, which makes me then be like, okay, Matt's doing my thing. How do I counter what my strategy was before? And so, you know, to that level, when we're talking about Lorcana now, like the deck that I had imported, because you can... If you're playing Tabletop Simulator, you can import decks from any of these random Lorcana websites, like a couple different websites. And so people have their like really like overpowered decks and, you know, whatever. The deck I picked was an overpowered deck. It was like, it should have been an overpowered
deck. Your deck was pretty standard in the meta right now in terms of like green steel is... Mm-hmm. is very common right now because of some of the cards that have come out recently that really give that deck a huge boost.
My card was my deck was worth $736.
Right. Good for you.
that's how I was like, I guess this is, I mean, it's an expensive ass deck. I guess I'll do this. And if I had known how to play the deck, if I'd played for any amount of time in Lorcana other than this first game, I probably would have done way better. But, you know, it, just like Magic, it has abilities on there that if you know what those cards do and you know how to synergize those cards, you know how to play them, when to play them, then you'll be really good. But half of that is knowing what the mechanics are and, just experiencing the game and practicing the game and playing against people who know what they're doing. And that's how I know I would get better at it, but I'm just not there yet.
Oh yeah. No, absolutely. It would take time, which is why we should play way more often. I do think it'd be good. If you like, I'm not going to go so far as to tell you to watch YouTube videos of people playing, but if you go to that Dreamborn site that I told you about, when people build different decks, they can link a YouTube video to the deck. So some of them have YouTube videos about the decks, which might be beneficial if you're clicking around looking at different. You could like see like what kind of strategy they're building the deck for, so that kind of gives you a leg up. To know what cards to look for and what things to play off of. But yeah, anyway, that's enough Lorcana talk for this week. Come back next week where we talk about Acolyte and even more Lorcana.
And more Lorcana. So earlier I talked a little bit about the sun, right? Talked about being the Pomona, being in the sun. Well, for those who don't know, I have a very rare blood disorder called erythropoietic protoporphyria. And we've talked about it on the show before, but you know, just say it again. which is, it's a blood disorder. I produce too much of a certain enzyme called porphyrins, and those porphyrins react with the UV rays of the sun, which make my skin burn in ways that a normal sunburn doesn't make my skin burn. Essentially, it feels like my blood is boiling in a certain sense for exposed skin. So, like my hand, for example. Well, there for a long time, there was no way to treat it because it's a genetic disorder. A couple of years back, they released a drug where it's like an implant, and the implant, what it does is like it convinces your body to
sends nanobots into your bloodstream, correct?
yeah, and then you infiltrate the Kremlin. And so what it
There's
does
a is a secret word that turns you into an assassin.
go gadget. Sunscreen. And in a sense, it is go gadget sunscreen because it convinces your body to produce more melanin and make you tan. Well, so there is now a drug that they're testing out, which is an oral version of it rather than inject it like a IUD.
okay.
It's oral. So I got invited to do a drug study for this. So what it is, it's going to be a double blind drug study. Half of us are going to get a placebo. The other half are going to get the actual drug. And then at the end of 12 weeks, everyone will get the drug and do it for another, take it for another like 46 weeks or something like that. But for the first 4 weeks, at least 14 days, we get screened. And what this involves is I have an app on my phone. I have to go out into the sun, subject myself to the sun for like as long as I can manage before I start to feel some kind of effect or pain or something.
I have to go outside until I can feel something.
And then record it and put it in this app. So I've been doing that, and my skin is not feeling great. after a week, I'm like, I don't want to go out in the sun again, but I have to do it because
dang placebo.
I want this drug. I'll take the placebo. I don't care because I want it at the end of 12 weeks at the very least. So, but I'm doing that because I love being outside. I want to be outside. I want to have fun. I want to go to the beach. And it just sucks when I'm like, hey guys, can we? I'm going to go hang out in the shade. You know, like when we went to Comic-Con, I feel like such a negative or whiny Nancy when I'm like, hey, Travis, I need to find shade. I can't do this. I can't do this interview in the sun.
Which, right, like, now. I know this is a thing that you have. Like, so when we were hanging out last year and we were out at, you know, Adult Swim Fest on the green and, you know, exposed to sun, you're like, we need to go find somewhere. And I'm like, yep, okay, that's fine. Like, but yeah, hopefully, like, this is a thing that will start working for you, and is effective in mitigating that. I didn't realize I was prescribed a medication a while back for my eosinophilic esophagitis. Mm-hmm. What's with us having really cool named afflictions? But mine was a once a week injection that I had to do myself. And I didn't realize that, like, I was sort of in the front end of this being tried for that disease. Like, it was before that. And you see it advertised on TV, like Dupixent for like asthma relief, and I think some sort of skin relief or something like that. But they prescribed it to me for like esophagus stuff. Mm-hmm. And it totally cleared up. Like, it's gone. Like, really? I don't have that. I do have to like go do a follow up and see if it's come back because I've stopped taking the medication now. So we'll see if it's like, if it cured me in a series of doses or if it has to be continually taken to manage it. But yeah, it's kind of cool to, like, I don't know. I think it's cool to do that kind of stuff and be able to get better. Yeah. I know not everybody feels that way about lightly tested medications.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I want to be outside. I want to hang out outside. I want to go fishing. I want to go snowboarding or like jet skiing out on the lake all day long.
Yeah.
Sit on a boat all day long. I want to do those things, but I equally know that if I do them right now, I have to wear long sleeves, and if it's hot outside, I'm gonna be sweating the entire time. I'm gonna have to be like keep reapplying sunscreen. I'm gonna have to keep being like, "Hey guys, I'm not really feeling that well." Like, "Oh, okay, Brandon. Oh, you know," and you know,
I'm
nobody
go sit under this towel for the next hour and a half.
And all my, you know, all my friends obviously like understand it. You know, they're empathetic towards it, but you know, you still feel bad. You still feel like you're a burden in some way, shape, or form. So I look forward to the day that I can be like, let's go to Death Valley and walk across the desert without any clothes on, but shoes and socks.
Don't sign me up for that, Brandon.
No.
I'm gonna pass.
You and I are walking naked except for shoes and socks. Across the desert.
Across the hottest desert in North America. Uh-huh.
And we're not shaving in our pubes. We're not
leveraging that Manscaped promotional thing that we have.
Because, you know, like, here's what I feel. Like, my face feels fine from being in the sun in Pomona all day because I've got nature's sunscreen, which is hair. Same thing for our balls and our butt cracks, right? Okay, you can wear a hat in the desert.
Okay, thanks,
Mr.
Brandon.
Mr. Baldman. I'm talking about my face, though. Yeah. You know?
We'll grow a beard.
Yeah.
We gotta wait a few years.
Nature sunblock. Pubic hair.
Nature sunblock. Well, I hope that works out for you, Brandon. I hope everything goes very well. And I look forward to our trip to the desert.
Burning Man. Literally.
Burning Man. The only other thing I had to talk about was some Apple news. We're taking it back to our early AE days. Apple has their Worldwide Developers Conference going on right now. They had a keynote where they introduced a bunch of new features coming to iOS. And as is much discussed in the past on this podcast, they have finally introduced new AI features into iOS. They're calling it Apple Intelligence instead of artificial intelligence, because everything has to be Apple branded, right? A few notable things. Siri is getting a lot smarter. Siri is going to be able to do more contextual type things where you basically just tell it to do something. Hey, go find that picture that my wife sent me last week, and it can go and find those sorts of things for you. But I want to talk about the new AI emojis that that are going to become available. So now, much like in other AI platforms where you can create images from a set of prompts, you're going to be able to, on your iPhone, create emojis based on a set of prompts. So I think one of the examples they gave was like a dinosaur on a surfboard or something like that. And it creates like a little image of that. It'll give you multiple options. And then you can either send that as like a sticker to someone or in line as an emoji, which just seems like the best use of technology. It's really the advancements in technology that we've come to expect. But it's smart enough to where the AI is going to know who the people are that you interact with the most, and there's going to be able to identify those individuals in your camera roll. So it's going to know what these people look like. So then if you want to be like, create an emoji of Sheena juggling hamsters, it will create an emoji of that person, like that looks like that person. So we can start sending Brandon and Travis emojis to each other potentially in the near future.
I can't wait.
Little Viagra Boys hat on.
You can't wait for that.
Can't wait.
Matt and I like to send our Facebook Messenger Meta AI pictures to each other.
Why was yours in a wheelchair earlier?
I don't know. I don't know what my sticker has a wheelchair emoji. I don't know why. You probably have it too.
I probably do.
Because Facebook isn't ableist. They understand the importance of representation.
Yeah. Yeah. The one other feature that was really interesting is they're like, big news, we're adding calculator to the iPad. Because apparently iPad hasn't had calculator as an app for a really long time.
Really?
Like since its inception, which I didn't think was a thing. But they're adding calculator. Anyway, they're doing, along with calculator and the Apple Pencil, just hit your face on your microphone. No,
that bill. What?
Is math notes. So you can like write out math in these math notes. And then any time, so if you put like 5 + 5 and then you write an equal sign, it will just put the number 10 after the equal sign and make it look like your handwriting.
Will it do it for like algebraic equations?
Yes. You can write like X equals and a number and then like Y equals and a number and then write out an algebraic equation and it will give you the answer. You can then go up and change the value of X and it will change the answer in the equation based on the value that you set.
Tell you what, Chelsea would have loved that for chemistry.
Well, yeah, it's coming in the next version.
She passed it already. She got an A. You know, she doesn't need technology. Too smart, that bitch.
Too smart. All the Apple products. They're gonna take over the world. So all right, that's it. That's pretty much the whole episode, unless Brandon, you have anything else any parting thoughts that you want to leave us with?
I guess the last thought is so my kid and I last night, summer vacation. I'm exhausted from Viagra Boys and the no values stuff.
If you take that one phrase out of context, it's like I'm exhausted from the Viagra Boys.
it's true.
Where's the lie?
but last night he's on summer vacation and it's like 9:30. I finished playing some drums and he's like, you want to play some games? I'm like, I'm about to go to bed, but I'll play some Rock Band if you want. He's like, okay. So from 9:45 to around 12:30, we played Rock Band.
Oh my.
So let me tell you, I was a little tired this morning, but
I bet.
Cat's in the cradle. If you don't spend time with your kids when they want to spend time with you, someday they're not going to want to spend that time with you. So just knock it out. Just knock it out.
There you go. Words to live by. If your kids want to play Rock Band, just make it happen.
Play Rock Band, you scrub.
Play Lorcana with your kids. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. Yeah. Well, Travis, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you. And if your friend wants to podcast with you, just do it. Spend the time with them. You never know.
Cats in the
cradle. All right, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll be back with the topics that we said we were going to discuss. Thank you for watching this episode. Like, subscribe, do all the things. Leave a review if you're new here. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.